God, it's going to be one of those nights tonight, man. This is Jimmy Knight already. We're rocking already here tonight on the Lost Discs radio show. Dr. Doc Brown is on board with you. And a lot of people are...
Yeah, I am.
He's just going to start talking all of a sudden. Don't forget about it.
Right.
Yes, he's talking. And,
did anybody else notice that we started the show out with a bang?
We kicked the show off with a bang.
We started the show off with a bang.
Yeah, that's the incredible sound, actually, of the Shondells off the Snap Records label. The original B-side to Hanky Panky. Yes, this is Tommy James and the Shondells. Before you knew them. Before they hit it big, man. And we kicked it off tonight because this record was... this record was picked up and mailed over to us by our good buddy Joe Stacks out of Pittsburgh, PA. Yes, Joe Stacks is on the line. Joe Stacks is on the line tonight. Let's see if we've got an audio on Mr. Stacks himself.
Joe. Hey, everybody. It's your buddy Joe Stacks.
All right.
Yeah, Joe. All right, Joe. Yeah.
Well, all right. We've got Joe Stacks on live tonight, folks. It is November 18th of 2005, and you're digging the program tonight on WBCQ on 7415 and 5110 kilohertz shortwave radio. Well, you should always be in contact with us during the hour when we're on like this. I mean, come on. You get in on this action with us, you see. You get in live tonight by typing in the email. Dr. Doc Brown will give you the email. Go.
Lost at WBCQ.us.
He got it for you.
I did. I got
that
it
is,
right.
That is lost at WBCQ.us. And you can, you can frame your questions towards Joe Stacks yourself. Because Joe is an aficionado, ladies and gentlemen, of the 60s garage band action. So that's where we're taking the show tonight, some 60s garage band action. And, of course, we're kicking it off with some more sounds out of
Yorkville.
Out of Yorkville, which is a section of Toronto up there in Canada way. We've been hearing into this program from a lot of Canadians over the past month.
Oh, that's right.
And it all started a couple weeks ago when this guy, Ken, I think it's Ken Grant. Ken Grant up there in Toronto was emailing in looking for some sounds out of the mid-late 60s from the Yorkville section of Toronto. So we passed it on to Joe Stacks and said, what have you got, man? Well, Joe came through as usual with lots of action. And Joe, first of all, how you doing tonight there?
I'm feeling good. Always nice to hear the Shondells. You know, they were very big in Pittsburgh.
So what's happening, Joe, is not only are people from Canada emailing the program and asking, you know, they're giving requests and stuff. But now we've also, and this is very exciting. I don't know how many people in the studio know about this. But as of maybe a month ago now, this program is now syndicated on CKDU 97.5 FM, Halifax, Nova Scotia. Doc, back me up on this.
Yeah, no, it's true. And if you are up at 5 in the morning.
That's right.
Going to the gym. Maybe you're going to the gym. You're going to work out. Maybe you're... You're gonna go in and you cook breakfast like at a breakfast joint or something. Like you're up at that time and you're going into work. You tune in the radio to 97.5, right? Or 95.7.
No, yeah, 97.5.
And you'll hear the Lost Disc Radio Show.
Yeah, every Tuesday. Yeah. Okay.
So, right. Now
and it's funny because the station manager, what's her name there? I apologize. You know, see, I should have had my facts
was
straight.
Was it Francine?
I thought I had my facts straight, and I thought I had it all ready to go. But I don't, apparently. Melissa, and then her name is Melissa. She's a station manager there at CKDU. And you can go to their website, www.ckdu.ca. And she says they're trying to spice up their overnight, late night broadcast, and that's interesting. You know, 5 a.m. you sort of cross. I think somewhere around 3:30, 4 a.m. you cross the line from being spicy, late night. You know,
speak for yourself,
creepy
man.
Guy. Then you turn into like some guy who just got up to like an upstanding citizen of the morning. You see what I mean?
But aren't they into the raven scene up there and everything like that kind of thing up there in Yorkville?
I don't know. Joe, what do you know about that?
I don't know about the race scene, but there was in the 60s, it was hot stuff. Yorkville was not unlike the Greenwich Village of Toronto, mixed with maybe a little bit of the old Haight-Ashbury.
Yeah.
Lots of swinging clubs, man.
Well, all right. Well, now, before we – thank you. Before we get into, you know, the Yorkville sound, which we're going to do a bunch of tonight, we're going to be hearing from Luke and the Apostles, and we're going to be hearing from McKenna – the McKenna – I can't even say this next one. The McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline. That all right, those two groups have some connections. But before we get into that, we're going to play an actual 60s garage band out of Nova Scotia. One that we've actually done on this program before. Joe, hip us up to the situation with the Great Scots.
All right. The Great Scots, one of the big bands, maybe one of the only biggest bands to come out of Halifax, Nova Scotia in the middle 60s. They part of their scene was wearing the kilts because they were all Great Scots.
Now, that you're making that up, though. Is that for real?
That's I kid you not.
You have photographic evidence of this.
I do indeed. And next time you're in town or I'm up your way, I'll pull out the Great Scots record I've got and show you the lads in the kilts there and in all their glory.
Ah, that's fantastic.
Like Roddy Piper.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, let's do it. We're going to get into some Nova Scotian action, and we're sending this to all the swinging kids who are digging CKDU FM, folks. On the FM dial, 97.5. Groove it tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show.
I woke up this morning, looked around my four walls, and something told me you ain't happy at all. I packed up my bags and took my last look at them. Look out, pretty mama, I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again. Just as sure as you're born. I'm on the road again. Just as sure as you're born. Get hot. I pulled out the door and I thought the door was locked. I jumped through the window and believe it or not, hadn't even put my dinner into the pot. I'm on the road again, just as sure as you're born. I'm on the road again, just as sure as you're born. Look out, pretty mom, I'm on the road again. If I get someplace and let the time roll by, I start to get restless like Nick doesn't fit. Look out, pretty mama, I'm on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Just as sure as you're born.
I'm on the road again.
Just as sure as you're born.
Look out, pretty mama, I'm on the road again.
You know, you are listening to the Lost Discs Radio Show. And now, you should check out our cool website. Just go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. And remember, you don't put www in front of that address.
Wait a minute, hold on. Here. That can't be right. What are you talking about? What's happening?
I don't know. What are we supposed to do now?
Well, let me explain. See, you don't need to put a www in front of our website address. It just starts like this. lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com.
But what about the children?
Well, don't worry. See, this way it's easier for everybody. lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com.
What the heck is a tripod?
Well, tripod. That's our host, you see. Tripod. T-R-I-P-O-D.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
All right. Well, see, our cool website is your cool link to the obscure oldies and rare B-sides that corporate oldie stations just won't play. Go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com and get the deal behind Jimmy Knight and Dr. Doc Brown. Visit our fan gallery. Vote for your favorite record label on our Lost Discs poll. You can sign our guest book and basically just help us
stick it to the man!
Go to lostdiscsradioshow.tripod.com. That's LostDiscsRadioShow.tripod.com. Visit us today!
Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio, Lost Discs Radio,
Friday. Brought to you on WBCQ, the planet, Monticello, Maine, USA.
Taste like.
We believe you know the importance of keeping silent, hidden, and hunting upwind.
Okay, man. Okay, the incredible sounds now of McKenna Mendelssohn Mainline with the TB Blues. And before that, it was Luke and the Apostles, Ben Burnt. There you go. We got some burnt pret. It should have been Crucified, says Chesty. Well, yes. Joe Stacks, What do you want to say about these two groups that we just heard here now?
All right. These guys are related by the fact that they have a common member in both bands.
Okay.
Luke and the Apostles comes first. They were a hot, hot act in Yorkville in like 66, early 67. They actually, the song you played tonight was the A-side of their one single, which came out on the MGM label in 67, Been Burnt.
Yeah, good for them.
The singer was a guy named Luke Gibson. You heard him singing up a storm.
Yeah, man.
And playing up a storm behind him was a guy named Mike McKenna playing the guitar. They ended up kind of parting ways, breaking up. Luke ended up in a group that we've been talking about, and we may hear some in the future, the Kensington Market. So Luke ends up as a singer in Kensington Market,
yeah,
another Toronto group.
Yeah, Kensington.
And Mike McKenna drifts through another group called the Ugly Ducklings very briefly before decided to hook up with a few people he's met, including a guy named Joe Mendelson, who did the harmonica and the slide and the vocals on that track. And they start a group up called McKenna Mendelson Mainline. They managed to put out just one album before things they splintered.
Yeah, kind of a Canned Heat type sound, huh? Well, anyways, well, yeah, that's cool. And those other groups you mentioned, the Ugly Ducklings, well, we played them last week, right?
Yeah.
And one of these times we'll get on, what is it, Kensington Market?
Kensington Market.
We'll get them on, well, I'll get them on next week, maybe. Okay, well, that's cool, Joe. You got lots of infos there. And speaking of infos and things, people are emailing the program tonight, folks. Yes, it is us, and we are live on November 18th, 2005. They emailed in here at lost@wbcq.us. Sure enough, we've heard in from Rabbit Shoe, good old Rabbit Shoe over in Texas, West Texas.
Rabbit Shoe, not Rabbit Shoe.
No, he's Rabbit Shoe now. He changed his name to Rabbit Shoe, and that's official. So if you mess with him, he'll...
I thought you said Radish Chew.
He'd just as soon cut you with a thing there. So don't get on his bad side. And then Larry from South St. Paul checking in. Got a great signal out in South St. Paul, Minnesota on 5110 kilohertz. And he's wishing us all a happy Thanksgiving. Hey, dig that. Next week it...
Yeah, I'm glad to hear Larry's still listening. That's good.
Yeah, Larry the vet.
Right.
You know, he's a veterinarian is what it turned out to be.
Oh,
no. All right, here we go. Chris Augustus down in Tennessee wants our mailing address. Okay. Well, check this out. Doc, give him the P.O. Box address for this program.
That would be Lost Discs Radio Show.
Yes.
P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA.
USA. Okay. Now, I want to hear from, not only do we want, Chris Augustus promises to have some CD to send in. Well, not only are we looking forward to that, but we want to hear now from someone in Nova Scotia. Are you up at like 5 a.m.? You're on your way to the gym? Are you coming, are you just stumbling in from the bar? Are you coming in from some rave and you're all, you know, high up on ecstasy and you're tuning it in and you can't really even drive and the cops are pulling you over and they're saying, you know, what are you doing and stuff? And, you know, let's hear, now come on. Here's what we want. Nova Scotia. Someone in Halifax tonight who's digging us on 97.5 on your FM dial there out of CKDU-FM, Halifax. Okay, you gotta drop something in our P.O. Box. It's the Lost Discs Radio Show once again. Okay, it's P.O. Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA, right? Or just drop it in the email to lost@wbcq.us. All right, and that'll do it. And of course, Cosmic Debris just chimes in, and he's just getting what he's not getting. Oh, he's not getting much of a signal on the thing, and then yada yada. Oh, dropping the webcast every 2 to 10 seconds at a time. Why I yada? So well, whatever. You know, we're sort of monitoring it here in Connecticut on the shortwave, and it just went out dead air on the shortwave right now. Well, you know what we'll do? We'll get some songs going. Well, we've got Joe Stacks on, so we can't call the station. See, that's the craziness. So, all right. Well, we're just going to stick with the internet feed here and keep Joe Stacks on the line. And people are going to have to deal with it as best they can, and maybe they'll catch it on a repeat someday.
On Monday.
Okay, Joe, our next thing that we're moving in here is the Novas, right? What can you tell us about their big song there, Joe?
You play those lost discs, you turkey necks. And if you don't know what I'm talking about the Crusher.
Yeah, the Crusher. What was this all about now, the Crusher?
Ooh. Okay, the Novas, were they, if I remember correctly, they were out of the upper Midwest, like Minnesota, I believe, the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, maybe.
Maybe that Larry guy in South St. Paul remembers this group called the Novas, right? I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry, Joe, keep going.
They were, their big song was a tribute to their favorite wrestler, a guy who we actually recently just passed away.
Yeah.
At the age of 79, guy known to his friends and family, I'm sure, as Reggie Lisowski.
Yeah.
Known to his fans in the wrestling world as The Crusher.
Yeah, man. Yeah, well, somebody actually emailed into the show, and I'm sorry to say that I couldn't find the email. It may have been deleted or something. But one of our listeners emailed in about 2 weeks ago and hipped us up to the true fact that this wrestler out of the 60s there, the Crusher, has now passed away, like Joe told you there. And so we're going to spin the original. What's the year on this? Like 65, Joe?
This came out in 64.
Okay, 1964 action out of Minnesota tonight. And this one's going out for the Crusher, wherever he is now, exclusively on the Lost Discs radio show.
By request. We'll be right back.
Jim E. Knight.
I ought to go over there and wrap that starvation box around his neck.
They're most concerned with is sex. Like, how far a girl has to go with a boy just to be popular.
Yes, that's right. That's the Incredible Sounds now of the Chart Busters out of 1964 on the Mutual Records label. Yeah, and before that, of course, it was the Barbarians off the Laurie Records label, Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? And those two are both going out by request.
Hey, John,
what's his name, who did not tell where he's from, but I think he's emailed in before, and he's in Canada, this guy. Is John something with a K, his last name.
He answered our call from Canada.
And it, well, no, this is like last week after the show, this email came in. Guy says, you know, you never get to hear that song by the Chartbusters anymore. She's the One. And you never get to hear that song by the Barbarians anymore about Are You a Boy or Are You a Girl? Well, we spun it for you tonight, man, on the Lost Discs radio show. And we do it for you folks when you email in on the email, lost@wbcq.us. And guess who did it? Here you go, Doc.
Who did it?
Somebody just emailed in from Ontario. Joe, are you on the line?
I am hanging loose on the line.
You're going to dig this. Guy named Mike just emails in tonight from Keswick, Ontario. Says he's digging the show tonight. And he was really, really glad to hear Luke Gibson on, and the guitar maniac Mike McKenna. Yeah, he was really digging that. And he said that back in the day, this guy, Mike, who just emailed in, says he was in a band who played one of the songs that we spun tonight on the show. Not the original, but, you know, a band that was playing locally. We spun a record by a group called A Passing Fancy. Okay, and the Passing Fancy, we're doing a song called I'm Losing Tonight. And this guy, Mike, out of Keswick, Ontario, said that he was in a band that did that song, I'm Losing Tonight. Well, Mike, if that's true, email back in. We're curious, what was the name of the band that you were in when you were doing that song? And in the meantime, Joe Stacks.
I bet Joe Stacks has heard of it.
Yeah, that's right. Now, Joe, tell us about the group there that we played doing this song, A Passing Fancy. What's up with these guys?
Okay, another bunch of guys from the Toronto area playing the Yorkville scene. They had several singles out on the Columbia Records label, and I'm guessing that's Canadian Columbia.
Well, naturally.
It's like Columbia CA.
Yeah.
CA.
A Canadian ca, man.
But this was their first single. It was their chart peak. It made number 22 in early 67. But
really?
they put out three more singles on Columbia and eventually did an album for a independent label. But lineup changes kind of threw off the sound, because I love that that hard-driving, rockin' garage sound that you had on I'm Losing Tonight.
Oh, sure.
By the time they get to the album in, like, 68, and there have been some, you know, some people come, some people go, and, you know, the times change, and it's a little more soft psych stuff, and, you know, the energy just wasn't there anymore.
Well, they're dropping a lot of acid in between there, Joe. I mean, what do you want?
They took the brown acid.
Yes. Hey, Joe, real quick, a shout-out to Captain Ganja, who emailed in. I do not make this stuff up, folks. The records we play are legit. Joe Stacks is for real. Dr. Doc Brown is questionable, but he is sitting right there. But this is no lie. He just emailed in a while ago. Good old Ganja emails in, and he's digging it on the shortwave radio out there. And he's also, I believe, hanging out at the Club 230 in Pittsburgh, PA, as he is wont to do. And thank goodness for that. Joe Stacks, we want to know what you can tell us about this group called Richard and the Young Lions, because now we're going to move away from the Canadian scene, well, which I guess we already have with the last two records there. Who are these guys? What's going on?
Well, I don't have a lot to tell you about Richard and the Young Lions tonight, Jim.
You have this record, though, don't you? The one I'm going to spin here.
This is if you're going to own a Richard and the Young Lions record, this is probably the one you're going to own because it was their one chart success.
Oh, really? This hit? I didn't know this hit the charts.
According to my according to a reliable source,
would that be the Billboard Hot 100
that I have in the government?
Yeah, whoa!
This broke the top 100. It peaked at 99 way back in 1966.
Oh, groovy.
Up by two more singles that didn't chart. And these guys came out of New Jersey, and that's about it.
Okay, off the Philips record label tonight. Now, we're going to spin Open Up Your Door. Is this the A or the B side, Joe?
Listening to the top side of that platter.
This is the side that hit. All right, here we go. Let's dig it tonight, man. Exclusively on Lost Discs Radio Show.
Lost Discs Radio.
See what happens when a pair of singing, swinging teenagers turn Squaresville into Hipsville.
Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
Men are drawn to her.
Well, sure. Our former college intern, Chesty, is still around and makes the scene every other Friday, apparently. And but she's here this week, and she did come in the studio, and well, sure, we still let her get into the stacks of wax.
Yeah.
And pick out a chick pick. So go ahead, Chesty, lay it on us.
All right, I have a couple things tonight. One is that my roommate's here. My roommate Trixie is here tonight, and it's her birthday, man! It's her birthday! Woo!
She's turning 21.
21.
Booze it up.
Wait! I have a gift for you. I know you always wanted something, and I have a gift for you. Hold on.
Month?
Oh, my very first six pack of Bully.
Wow!
And ponies! You always wanted a pony!
Hey, Monty!
All right, that's all.
In case nobody understood what just happened.
Oh, yeah.
What just happened?
Trixie always wanted a pony. Trix, you always wanted a pony, and tonight I got you 8 of them. And happy birthday.
And now you can drink legally. Woo, yeah. Them ponies.
All right, back to my chick pick.
Rolling rocks.
Because I know you want to keep the show rolling.
Well,
with,
I don't know, maybe. What are you...
All right, so here. This is what I picked out this week. Grizzly Bear. Grizzly Bear by the Youngbloods. And anybody out there who thinks the same way I do, that this song sounds like a Rolling Stones song, if you think it sounds like a Rolling Stones song like I do, email in and let me know what song you think it sounds like.
Yeah, it does, man.
And Grizzly Bear, I think in this song, is a dance. And it's like... Tight hug, right? Tight hug. Grizzly bear hug. Tight hug.
Like so that's the Crusher.
Like the Crusher. Okay, that's all.
Let's do it. Whoa.
Happy Thanksgiving to all my fans. Bill, out in Arizona.
Yeah.
Thanks.
There you go tonight, man. Dig it.
Thank you.
but it's all over now.
We were told over and over again by people such as yourselves who are actively and seriously at work with young people that this is one of the most critical areas of church work.
Hey, why don't you send us an email? LOST@WPCQ.US. LOST@WPCQ.US.
Come on, yeah.
You gotta email us.
Come on.
Yeah.
Right now,
email us.
Woo! Yeah. Get on the computer.
Yeah. Email us.
We're on live tonight.
Lost@WPCQ.US.
Email us.
Incredible sounds of someone there tonight on the show, man. I can't tell you who that is because I'm going to leave that up to Joe Stacks. If he's listening, if he's been listening on the phone, this is a surprise now. We have not done this in many, many ages, but we're going to try to stump Joe Stacks. He should be able to name that group, man. I know that he's hip on this group. Joe Stacks, are you on the phone? Joe, did you hear that last song?
A little bit.
Did you hear it enough to make out who that might be?
No.
Can you Joe
doesn't know.
No. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Now listen, Joe. I'm going to play a little bit of again. Now this is I'm going to do this because I now listen to me.
Don't give him any hints. Come on.
He's going to get this. All right. I'm going to play a little bit of it, Joe. The White Whale Records label. It's a female, male. Would you just listen? Oh. Because he's going to get this. It's a chick and a guy. It's a duo, a male female group on the White Whale label, 1966. I'm going to play the first minute of it.
Maybe he might even have a guess before you play.
No, he's got to hear it again. Here we go. We're going to try to stump Joe Stacks tonight, and here we go. Okay, and right there's the title, Follow Me. Okay, Joe Stacks, lay it on us. Who is that?
I want to build the tension first.
Okay, do it.
It's not Nino Tempo and April Stevens.
Yeah, who were also on the White Whale label.
White Whale label.
Correct, it is not.
Instead, oh.
And it's not Sonny and Cher.
I thought you were never on White Whale.
Okay, you're good for you. Well, all right, this is all very positive, Joe. Keep going.
Why, it could only mean...
Yes.
...the process of elimination...
Yes.
...that it's Lime and Cybele.
Yes! The incredible sounds of Lime and Cybele tonight on the Lost Discs Radio Show. And there's the Joe Stacks theme music in the background, folks. Yeah. We can only play this music when Joe Stacks gets the right answer. So, now Joe, everyone in the studio is they're all laughing about, listen, people, you're all laughing about Lime and Cybele, and that's all kind of cute and funny, but Joe, lay on them, who was the guy in this group, Lime and Cybele?
Warren Zevon.
That's right. Ah, now you're all not so tough, are you? That's right. The incredible sounds of early Warren Zevon action, a good 10, 12 years before he hit it big with Werewolves in London. In 1966. Joe, what do you want to tell us about Lime and Cybele? Anything?
Not a whole lot. I mean, they were essentially just kind of a thrown-together thing on the White Whale label. It's, hey, you know, give us a boy-girl sound, and, you know, we'll sell it. And they did. I mean, I don't think they did too many originals. I know one of my favorites is actually their cover of Dylan, If You Gotta Go, Go Now, which I threw your way during the big Dylan Fest.
Yeah, well, okay.
And with the one you played, actually.
What Dylan
Fest? That wasn't their only single, but I think that one may have been their only chart single. They only had, like, one hit
out of three or four
records.
I think that one hit the charts. Well, all right, Joe. Very good. Sure enough, making the rounds tonight on the show. And we did get an email back in from that guy, what's his name? Mike in Keswick, Ontario there, and he does not remember the name of the band that he was in. See, it's like if you remember the 60s, you weren't really there.
He was there.
Mike proves that tonight. We also just now heard in from John in Walpole, Massachusetts, man. He's kind of getting a broken up signal on 5110 kilohertz, and he was digging the sounds of Richard and the Young Lions, and he says you should check out their third single, which was something called You Can Make It, right? And it was the best one out of 1967, he says. Well, we'll try to spin that one on a future show of Lost Discs Radio. But until then, folks, we got to go. Good night, Joe.
Good night. Hey, time. Can I throw in a quick plug?
You better make it snappy. You got 2 seconds.
All your Canadian friends up there north of the border, write to Joe Stacks, care of Lost Discs at the email or the retro PO. Let's set up a cultural exchange. I want to know more about the Canadian sound.
All right. Send it to Lost Discs Radio Show, PO Box 157, North Haven, Connecticut, 06473, USA. And we will dig you for sure next week on WBCQ, the planet, Monticello, Maine, the United States of America. to the man. People, ow! Joey, you're still on the line.
I am hanging tight.
Ouch. Well, this is the After Hours program that doesn't really exist. Wow, suddenly we got all kinds of feedback in the After Hours program. Joe, put that shout out again. I know for a fact that there's a number of people who listen on our webcast that are tuning in from Canada. So they may still be tuned in on the Shoutcast server.
Well, that's great. I didn't have time to really be articulate.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. We were really under the gun there. I don't even know how much of that actually went out of the air. It was already technically past the time that they should have cut us off. And, by the time it gets to the internet there, it's like another 35 seconds. So.
But
go ahead, shout it out now in case anyone's on the server.
I just scratched the surface of some of the Canadian scene, some of these records. And, man, I would love to hear from any Canadian listeners out there who might have something they want to share. Drop me a line, care of Lost Discs, lost@wbcq.us, and we'll set up a cultural exchange. We could swap some 45s or some LPs. Maybe there's something down here in the States you've been looking for that you haven't been able to find up there.
Yeah, so you're looking to actually swap some vinyl or CDs and things. I wish you good luck with that. That'd be really cool if someone stepped up with that. Step up on the plate on that, man. You dig? Look, I don't know if you dig, people. All right, Joe. Well, Joe, we're gonna go.
All right.
And
guys, have a good night. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for everything.
Bye, Joe.
Hey.
Have a good Thanksgiving, all.
What? All right, we'll have you. We'll talk. We're gonna be on a repeat next week.
Okay. Well, hey, have a good holiday.
Yeah. So, and we'll give you a shout after. After Thanksgiving, see what's going down, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, man. Have a good night. Have a good weekend.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.